The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. Today is Thursday, December 21, 2023. The leader of the Cuban Revolution, Raúl Castro, and President Miguel Díaz-Canel are attending a new day of debates at the second ordinary session of the National People's Power Assembly this Thursday. The lawmakers will assess the information on the implementation of the Family Code and later will address the report on the implementation of Law 113 on criminal procedures. The report on the exercise of the highest supervision will be presented to the Ministry of Agriculture, and afterwards the Ministry of Industries will submit its report. As is practice at every ordinary session of the Cuban Parliament, this time the performance of the governments of the eastern province of Las Tunas and Cienfuegos will be submitted to the discretion of the legislators. Over 450 lawmakers are addressing issues of importance to Cubans amid the international economic crisis and the tightening of the United States blockade against Cuba. On Wednesday, Prime Minister Manuel Marrero announced a group of actions to increase foreign exchange earnings, increasing national production, and reducing the budget deficit. The President of Cuba, Miguel Díaz-Canel, sent his condolences to the people and government of China after the earthquake that hit the northwest of that nation, leaving at least 127 dead. Both provinces in northwest China yesterday felt the weight of an earthquake measuring 6.2 on the Richter scale. Search operations continue as numerous aftershocks and temperatures of minus 10 degrees Celsius have been recorded in recent hours, making the work of specialists difficult. The earthquake has so far left 113 dead in Gansu province and 14 in Qinghai, in addition to hundreds of injured people who are being treated at the site in nearby health centers or in hospitals. Positive implementation of the Family Code in Cuba. The National Assembly of People's Power of Cuba today evaluated the implementation of the Family Code as positive, although it recognized there are still ways to go in its implementation. The Minister of Justice, Oscar Silveira, explained in the second ordinary period of sessions of the legislature that since the entry into force of the norm, there have been many challenges for legal institutions and its implementation. He noted that the Ministry of Justice deployed several actions aimed at expanding the capacity to respond to the demand for its services, training, communication with internal and external audiences, and control. He recalled that official gazettes were published with resolutions referring to the Family Code and channels of the Ministry of Justice were established. At the end of the presentation by the Minister of Justice, the parliamentarians expressed several positive assessments about the progress of the implementation of the code, while suggesting strengthening the training of legal operators who work with these standards. And in the international agenda, we have that Argentine President Alberto Fernandez accused his successor, Javier Milei, of grossly violating the rule of law by approving a decree of necessity and urgency that reforms or repeals hundreds of regulations. The document, which deregulates the economy and paves the way to the privatization of public companies, was rejected on Wednesday night by hundreds of people who came to the Congress and took to the streets in several cities nationwide to express their discontent. Fernandez stated in his X account that the Republic is at risk due to the folly of dictating measures contrary to the Constitution and the interests of our people. When democracy is celebrating 40 years of continuity, our country is witnessing a never-seen event of extreme institutional seriousness. The executive branch, in an act of clear abuse of power, advanced on the exclusive powers of the legislature, he added. Furthermore, he indicated that the spirit that governs the illegal DNU will cause serious economic and social effects. It indiscriminately opens up imports, puts the environment and natural resources at risk, deregulates the healthcare system, makes work precarious, and restricts rights, Fernandez noted. Meanwhile, the president of the National Assembly of Venezuela, Jorge Rodriguez, affirmed that with the release of diplomat Alex Saab, truth and justice triumphed and Venezuela continues standing with dignity. In a message published on his X account on Wednesday night, Rodriguez, who was also the head of the Venezuelan delegation at the talks with the opposition from the Unitary Platform, noted that we will continue paving the way to peace, respect, and understanding among all Venezuelans. Saab arrived in the Bolivarian Republic on Wednesday after spending 3.5 years kidnapped and held in prison in Miami, United States, in violation of international law. The diplomat was welcomed by the first combatant and National Assembly lawmaker Celia Flores and his family, wife, and children. His freedom is a symbol of the victory of Bolivarian peace diplomacy and thousands of demonstrations of solidarity from all corners of the world by social movements, intellectuals, artists, and other fighters for justice, an official stated. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unite us.